Food trucks are everywhere these days, providing Angelenos with a good meal on the go on almost every corner. But local event coordinator Philip Dane saw these trucks as a great business opportunity.
So if you have 40 trucks and each one's got 2,500 people following them on Twitter, it's almost a no-brainer to get them all involved.
Dane had the idea for Truck It Fest, a monthly gathering of food trucks where locals could come and sample all the tasty food in one place. As soon as he started advertising, he knew he was on to something.
I've got more truck applications than I do space for trucks, let's put it that way. So I kind of get the pick of the litter as far as who I want to participate at the Truck It Fest.
The inaugural fest was held on March 6th at Union Station and charged $5 for admission. In addition to the trucks, the fest featured live bands, DJs, and craftspeople selling their goods. Over 5,000 people attended. Danny Kim of the Crazy Barbecue Truck says he saw big gains from participating.
It was better than normal day, of course.
Soap vendor Lily Baca says even though her soaps weren't the main attraction, she is already seeing benefits from participating in the fest.
I've had opportunities pop up because I've my product is on the website, so I'm getting a lot of exposure as a vendor.
Dane says he hopes people see the Truck It Fest as a new, fun way to spend their weekend.
You go in, you can listen to four different bands, you can walk around Union Station, which is beautiful. Since you have a wristband, you're not locked into the place. You can actually walk across the street and go to, through downtown and then come back. And you can actually eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner there if you really wanted to.
The next Truck It Fest is scheduled for April 3rd. And Dane says he is planning on having them until at least 2012. Stephanie McNeil, Annenberg Radio News.